The process of rebuilding a home that is flooded is hard and frustrating. Some flood survivors are choosing to sell their property and start over somewhere else. Before the August flood, Baton Rouge was a seller's market. Many are finding it still is, even if your home took on water. Karen Henderson from WRKF reports.
It was right under 1,400 square feet, had a nice little screened-in porch in the back.
After years of apartment living, 32-year-old single mom Dietrich Riggins was happy to finally get into her first home.
Three-bedroom, two-bath, just right for then for my twins and I.
She'd been in her house for 4 years when the August flood hit.
I got 5.5 to 6 feet of water in my house, and the whole process of cleaning started.
The home she loved was now filled with clothing, carpeting, and furniture that had to go. The walls stripped to the studs. Dietrich reached out to Joy Russell, a local realtor, as she considered her next step.
When it first flooded, she had called and, you know, was asking about the property values and things of that nature because she was thinking about keeping a house.
Russell works for Keller Williams. She would hear from Dietrich several times over the next few months. Dietrich says she went through various emotional stages.
Like the mourning period to where, oh my goodness, all my stuff is gone. And then the motivation, like, okay, I gotta get it cleaned up. And then dealing with the bank, mortgage company, and then insurance.
Fortunately, Dietrich received enough money from her insurance to pay off her home. That and being able to move in with her father helped her decide what she'd do next.
We ended up listing her house last month. We got a contract on it in probably two, three days, and we closed on it within a few weeks.
Deidre's home fits into a newly created category called currently damaged. Ginger Molden, president of the Greater Baton Rouge Association of Realtors, explains.
Most of these homes have been flooded, and they are gutted and treated for mold and up on the market, and people are buying them.
Molden says more than 600 of these homes have sold as is in the past 6 months. Many of these properties are bought by investors who hope to flip them for a profit. Once renovated and back on the market, there are people who look past the fact that a home is flooded.
A lot of people look at it that they can get a house with, you know, new floors, new cabinets, new countertops, updated amenities. Some of these houses are selling for the same price they were, and some of them are even getting a little bit more.
Investor Jay Alexander with Pinnacle Homes and Properties is counting on the little bit more.
I have either bought and sold or bought and currently renovating between 10 to 12 properties since August.
Alexander knows the window of opportunity is short.
Right now, the market is hot. Eventually, the inventory is going to balance itself back out. Right now, it's a shortage. Eventually, you're going to have a lot of updated properties out there, and then the buyers are going to have a lot to choose from again.
Dietrich Riggins is in the market for a new home. But after her experience, she's not interested in one that flooded.
It may not ever happen again, but when you see that happening, you see all your stuff. I mean, I only had 4 years of stuff, and that was devastating for me.
Recent housing figures from the Greater Baton Rouge Association of Realtors help paint a picture of how flooded home sales are affecting the market. They show a 17.5% increase in home sales in January this year over last year, but an average sales price decrease of more than 10%. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Karen Henderson.